Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very glad to have our good buddy Josh Costell back on the show. Josh is the author of The Science of Sales Success, and he's the guy we turn to on a regular basis to help us put our best foot forward in the marketplace. He's forgotten more about selling than most of us will ever know. He's the founder of Applying Systems, Applying Knowledge Systems, which is a consulting and training organization that he founded, and we'll talk about some of the other accomplishments. Also, he invented the MeasureMax system, which I always like telling people about. We'll get him to pull all that in and weave all that into our story today. Josh Costell, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim, and thanks for the kind words. It's great to be back, and happy holidays to everyone.
Yeah, you too, Josh. And by the way, I know one of the things you do is you teach, you do quite a few sales seminars around the country to a number of different people, high-level business-to-business sales training. And folks, you know, one of the things that a lot of small business owners have a hard time doing is committing the money and committing the time away from the job to send a person, a salesperson, or more maybe than one, to an off-site sales training seminar. It's a Josh, it's a big decision for a lot of small businesses, isn't it?
It is. And
you got the travel expense, you got the seminar expense, you got the travel expense, you got the lost opportunity expense. It could be a triple hit if it's not done the right way, isn't it?
Exactly. And you, like any other investment, especially a small business makes, any businesses, you got to make sure you get the return on it that you're expecting. And I think, you know, as you and I spoke, that's one of the things that got me thinking about it and about this topic is, you know, how do you make sure you're going to get the return on the sales training for, especially for experienced salespeople?
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly.
And I
was just going to say, one of the things I know that you've done is you've identified some things for people to think about. And maybe folks were hoping that this will help you make a decision. You know, whether you send them or not, that's your business. But we hope that this will help you make a decision, the decision a little bit more, an informed decision, I guess I should say. Josh, you've been thinking about this, and you've got some key points that we're going to discuss that people need to pay attention to when they're thinking about sending someone. The first one is desire, isn't it? Tell us what you mean by that.
It is. Does the person have the desire to learn? And that normally, especially with experienced salespeople, it typically comes from external factors, not just internal. And what I mean by that is the desire to learn often comes from four or five different areas. Number one, are their sales off? Is there some sort of compelling event that says, boy, maybe I need to get a tune-up on what I'm doing? Are there changes in the market that they're aware of that saying maybe the tools I have aren't preparing me as well? Are there new technologies and products and services? Are there new competitors? And these, you know, is there economic issues that are occurring out in the marketplace? I find that if you don't have one of these compelling events, like if someone's doing great, they're normally not going to want to go to a training program.
Right.
Yeah, the purpose in improving is, I like to call
Although, Josh, they may be the best one to send because even if they're doing great, there's a reason they're doing great. They obviously, these may be the kind of people who just want to get better. They want to learn more. And you got to be careful because you and I both have seen the grumpy, dyed-in-the-wool, hidebound guy that doesn't want to, you know, that thinks that whether he's doing great or not doing great, thinks his way is the right way. You got to be careful sending somebody like that to a seminar.
Absolutely. And I think when you're dealing with professionals and experienced people, the way to disarm the situation and I think encourage them to want to learn more is by letting them know that you're probably not going to teach them anything new. What you're going to do is give them a new format where they can take what they know and put it in such a manner that it makes it a lot easier to retrieve it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they're more aware of the things that they're doing right.
Right, absolutely. We're going to take a quick break. Josh, give us a website, please.
The website is www.measuremax.com.
Check it out. Quick break. Right back with Josh Costell. I'm Jim Bicey, and we got a couple of more things we're going to talk about before you send somebody to a seminar.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.